picks, Zionist Israel equals Nazi Germany. Pro-Palestinian activists march in London. By Kurt Zindelka on May 16, 2021. Central London was mobbed on Saturday by thousands of anti-Israel activists, who marched on the Israel embassy carrying placards comparing the Jewish state to Nazi Germany. The protest began in Hyde Park at midday, where activists were heard chanting Allahu Akbar and Israel is a terror state outside of Marble Arch. Some of the placards seen by Breitbart London included one which read, Zionist Israel equals Nazi Germany. Others read Zionism is terrorism. Smash imperialism everywhere, and no peace on stolen land. The anti-Israel march was joined by far-left MPs including former Shadow Home Secretary Diane Abbott and former Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn. Taking to a makeshift stage erected on Kensington High Street outside the Israeli embassy, the radical socialist was greeted by football-esque chants of O Jeremy Corbyn, with supporters throwing flowers at the former Labour MP. Mr. Corbyn said, "We are here today because the injustice towards the Palestinian people must end and it's our global voices that will help give succor, comfort, and support to the people alongside those settlements in Gaza and all over the West Bank." He called for the British government to end all military cooperation of any sort with Israel. Corbyn also said that the U.S. Joe Biden administration, which he hailed for being elected with such diverse support, should also cease all military cooperation with Israel. End the occupation now? End all the settlements now and withdraw them. End the siege of Gaza now, the socialist concluded. Corbyn has long been criticized for his alleged support of the Irish Republican Army, IRA, as well as terrorist organizations in the Middle East, including a 2012 appearance on an Iranian television program, Remember Palestine, in which he referred to over 1,000 convicted Hamas terrorists as brothers. Diane Abbott MP said, "This is a worldwide movement for justice. Justice for the Palestinian people, justice that has been denied for too long." Abbott accused Israel of committing illegal acts in its response to Palestinian terrorism, saying, "American President Joe Biden says he is in favor of a rules-based order, but what Israel is doing is illegal. You cannot be in favor of rules and law and support what Israel is doing illegally." Both Abbott and Corbyn called for the British government to recognize Palestine as a state. Organizers claimed that at least 150,000 people joined the rally. However, no official confirmation has been made on the numbers of activists. The protest evolved into violent altercations with London's Metropolitan Police after officers attempted to disperse the crowd. Young men began hurling bottles and other makeshift missiles at the police, who ultimately arrested 13 activists. Watch full coverage here. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.